So nothing about the group delay. We forgot to record the group delay. So our final result with the group delay that is proportional to the Q loaded and is inversely proportional to the omega. So this both makes sense. Q is a measure of how long is a resonator ringing after we started it oscillating. We are not going to be able to build our filters out of a single resonator. So we'll have to use many components, not just one component. And now what we can do? We can build some kind of ladder circuits. I copied here for you some derivation so it's easier for you to pass this around. Gradili bomo lističasta vijezja, tako da bomo dajali usporedne gradnike in zaporedne gradnike. So we are going to build ladder circuits using both series components and parallel components. I am going to use the call the parallel components Y as admittances, and as impedances, I'm going to call Z the series components. If we want to keep our thing symmetrical, we have to start our ladder with half the impedance, or if we build the ladder in the other way around, so this way. If we put just impedances here, stavimo impedance samo v sredini naše lestvice, bomo morali da tukaj polovica prevodnosti. In bomo poskušali, kaj lahko dosežemo s takšnimi. So, we will try to see this hour, what can we get out of building ladders. Šli bomo pa našo izpeljavo, bomo poskušali izpeljati z tega, kdaj lahko taka lestvica prepušča valovanje in kdaj taka lestvica dostavi valovanje. So, we are trying to see when our ladder is that allows a wave to pass and when the ladder reflects a wave to pass. Lestvica, ne bo zgornja ali spodnja, se da narisati, kakor vsota posameznih lestvic. So, this upper ladder here can be built out of individual building blocks that have Z half here, that have here Y, and have another Z half here. So, for me, it's enough to study the behavior of one single component of the ladder. If the ladder is built out of a series of connections of similar ladders, then I know everything. Well, the bottom ladder, spodnja lestica, bi imela takšne gradnike, ne? Spodnja lestica bi imela tukaj y polovic, tukaj admitanco y polovic, ne? In bi imela z, ne? Spodnjo lestico lahko tudi sestavim iz takšnih gradnikov, ne? In pogledam, kaj se da tukaj narediti, ne? Tudi tukaj poskušam gledati obnašenega gradnika in potem bom dosti takih gradnikov zgradil v lestvico, daljšo lestvico, da bom napravo. Ne? So, even in the bottom case, you see that the bottom ladder is just a series connection of two of these ladders. If I put two admittances in parallel, y half parallel to y half, I get y. If I put here two impedances in series, twice Z half in series, I get this Z, I get this Z. So, this circuit here is just three of these in series. This circuit here is just two of these in series. Se pravi, bomo poskušali graditi take lestvice, ki imajo same enake gradnike. Ni to rečeno, da je tu optimalni način za graditi sita, ampak je nekaj, kar lahko v eni uri nekaj koristnega izpeljamo. So, it is not, I don't mean that this is the optimum way to design filter. This is just to explain you what the principles are behind filters. Having all elements identical is perhaps not the best way to design filters. But at least in this way we can calculate some in 1 hour of time we have here. I will tell you more later on. Naj, in kako bomo obravnavali tako lestvico? Ja, tako lestvico bomo obravnavali preprosto na ta način. Bomo rekli, da to lestvico zaključimo na neko karakteristično impedanco ZK. Ne? In mi skušamo valovanje se poširilo po lestvici, če tudi tukaj noter vidimo ZK. So, the behavior of such a ladder that may have many, many, many identical components yet, is to investigate just one of these components and to investigate the properties of such a component is to derive its characteristic impedance. So if we terminate this single component to a particular ZK, are we able to get the same ZK at the input? If we get the same ZK, this means that we have a description of forward wave in that structure. Se pravi, na ta način bomo lahko napredujoče valo pisali, če se impedanca preslika točno v enak ZK na vhodu. Ne? No, in tukaj za to naše vezje lahko poskušam izračunati vhodne. So I'm trying to compute this ZK on the input in this circuit. So this ZK includes upošteva tega za polovic tukaj. Ne? Potem, to tukaj je pa usporedna vezava. Usporedna vezava rabi invertiranje, se pravi, da rišem ulomek. Potem imam usporedno admitanco y. In imam tukaj zaporedno vezavo, se pravi, spet invertiranje, da impedanco pretvorim v admitanco. Imam z polovic in zk. Ne? So, trying to compute the input impedance here, I first calculate the series connection of these two impedances here. I invert the result to get the admittance of this branch here. I put in parallel the admittance y. Then I have to, this combined admittance, I have to invert it to get the impedance between these two points here. And I sum z hat to get the overall impedance. The interesting case for me is when ZK is transforming to ZK. So, the interesting thing to know is what is the characteristic impedance of such a circuit. The characteristic impedance will tell us much about the behavior of such a circuit. Now, in demo, zdaj pogledat, let's make an example to see what am I talking about. Poglejmo si primer in naredimo takšno vezje, da imamo tukaj L polovic, da imam tukaj C, ne? In da imam tukaj že tudi L polovic. Ne? So we're going to look at such a circuit when our impedance Z hat z polovic je zdaj J omega L polovic in Y je pa J omega C. Ne? So this is the case of our circuit. No, pa dajmo poskusiti, to je naš, bo reči, taj naš, pa se da reči, this equation can be, we can try to find a general solution here to avoid making several particular solutions. Če gremo poskusiti, to je naš, bo lahko prepišen, da zk minus z polovic, tega pišem, to sem sorry, move this term on this side, is 1 over y plus 1 over z half plus. Invertirate le narko, inverting the whole equation, I get. Y plus zk in z, ne? Za polovic. And now bringing this on the other side. Če ne sem tu na drugo stran, dobim skupen imenovalec, bo zdaj zk minus z polovic krat zk plus z polovic, ne, the common denominator is going to be this one. In v števcu bom imel pa tega, v števcu enko moram pomnožiti, od tega bo zk plus z polovic, nekaj ima piška, ta enka, minus ta tupikova prišla, pa enka sem do tukaj minus ena, ne? Pa minus zk minus z polovice. Enako y. No, zdaj tukaj imam srečo, da se precej stvari poskrajša, ne? Mi ostane v števcu, mi ostane z. So zk has out here, zk plus zk is z. Imenovalc, taka stvar je zk kvadrat, ne? In minus. Minus z polovic kvadrat, ne? Je enako y, ne? Če še naprej vrtim to enačbo, obrnem celo enačbo, zk na kvadrat minus z polovic na kvadrat je enako tukaj na drugi strani. Obrnem, ne? Je z z y. Ne? No, in iz te enačbe lahko računam zdaj zk. Z deljeno z y minus z polovic na kvadrat. Ne? Our characteristic impedance of this circuit, this elementary circuit, plus. So the characteristic impedance can be evaluated for the general case of impedances here. Impedances and admittances. Okay. And now we can put our typical our circuit, we can put it into this equation. Se pravi, poskusimo ta z polovico in y staviti noter, kar vidimo tukaj, da zdaj z bo preprosto j omega l. Ne? Karakteristična impedanca zk je zdaj. Tukaj mi ostane lzc in tukaj z polovic na kvadrat je pa z polovic na kvadrat moramo pisati zdaj j omega l polovic polovic, ne? Se nosi smo imel polovice. Polovice za polovic, ne? Na kvadrat, ne? Kar je zdaj pa tu lahko izračunam. Ne? So this can be computed because j squared is minus 1. Tu je zdaj korijen iz lzc minus kaj imamo tukaj? Omega kvadrat l kvadrat četrtina. Ne? Pa prodobje. Okay. So we try to compute the characteristic impedance. Now, what are our assumptions? Kakšne so naše predpostavke? Okay. Takšno vizijo, kakor smo narisali, ima samo reaktivne gradnike. So this circuit here only has reactive components. Reactive components cannot absorb power. Reaktivni gradniki ne morajo požreti nič moči. Ne? Se pravi, če jaz naredim takšno lestvico, so if I build a ladder like this, a ladder that has L half here, and then maybe has L, has L, has L half, and has capacitors, parallel capacitors, imam usporedne kondensatorje. Tu bi jaz načeloma, če nimamo izgub v gradniki, so if we are using good coils and good capacitors, this circuit is lossless. Tu bi jaz je brez izgubno, ne? Kdaj lahko tako bi jaz je prepušča električno moč? So when electrical power can be transferred over such a circuit? Električno moč lahko prepuščamo, če je ta zk, ki ga vidimo tukaj, in zk, ki ga vidimo tukaj, čisto realen, ne? So, power can flow from the generator to my load, if the load is real. If the load is imaginary, power cannot flow. If the load is imaginary, this load is purely imaginary. There is no loss here, but if Zk is imaginary, then power cannot flow. In zdaj si lahko gremo zrisat, si lahko poskusimo narisat, kako zgleda kako zgleda ta potek. So let's try to plot now Zk as a function of frequency. Poskušamo narisati, kako zgleda karakteristična impedanca takšnega naša sita, kakor funkcija frekvence. Pobrišem vse, če sad naravno. I'm erasing everything we don't need. Ja, zdaj, karakteristična impedanca je kompleksna števila, so Zk is a complex number. So I have to plot both its real part and its imaginary part. Moram narisati tako realni del, kakor imaginarni del Zk. Ali pa omega, lahko pišem, bolj better to write omega, because I'm writing omega, not because omega everywhere. If you write here the real part of Zk and the imaginary part of Zk, kaj lahko zdaj zaključimo? No, pri nizkih frekvencah je ta člen hrozno majken. At low frequencies, this term is very small because omega goes to zero. So this is the important term. Both terms are real, oba dva člena sta realna, in to velik je ta, se pravi, Zk je pri nizkih frekvencah skoraj enak ena. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj imamo korijen iz LZC. Ne? In ta stvar, da iz frekvenca pada. Per istih frekvencah je imaginarni del enak nič. So the imaginary part here is equal to zero. Kadar pridemo do ene kritične frekvence omega nič, no, kje je omega nič? Omega nič je, kadar bo ta korijen enak nič, se pravi. LZC minus tukaj. Omega nič kvadrat, z kvadrat četrti, je enako nič. So this could be our critical frequency when this term here is going to change its sign. I can compute now omega critical out of this. To omega nič lahko zračunam, z tega ven, ne se pravi, omega nič kvadrat, z kvadrat četrti je LZC, ne? Se pravi omega nič je zdaj, tukaj pišem, L kvadrat nesem S, tu je 2, zdaj z korijenom iz L krat C. Ne? So I can find this omega 0 out of my measure. Kaj se zgodi za omega nič? Za omega nič postane ta stvar pod korijenom čisto negativna. So beyond omega 0 at higher frequencies, this term is real and negative. Real and negative means completely imaginary after the circle. So the real part drops down to zero, and it's the imaginary part that starts growing. Kaj smo zdaj dobili z tega ven? Smo dobili, če je tu, kje imamo prenos energije? Prenos energije imamo tukaj. So in this region we have transfer, you can have transfer of power. Lahko imamo prenos moči iz začetka vezja na koncu. So here we have the power passing passing our structure to the load, to a real load. While here the load has to be completely imaginary. An imaginary load means that we have here stop. Тук имамо запор. Запора, затук е характеристична импеданца, тем е чисто имагинарна, имагинарно време, па не море пожрет да почи. Че чисто имагинарно, не? И на так начин уготовимо да такшна структура, такшна визия, такшна лестница, препушча ниска фреквенция, их ин прави запоро за висока фреквенция. So such a structure can transfer power at low frequencies, because at low frequencies its characteristic impedance is purely real. So we can bring power here. While at higher frequencies its characteristic impedance is purely imaginary. An imaginary load cannot absorb power. И на тази начин сме готовили да тук е препуст, не? Лако би рекал тук препуст, пренос, препуст. So the filter, this circuit will pass low frequencies and will stop high frequencies. За висока фреквенция да тук запора, не? Но и те такі ствари лако речемо ниско препустно си тоа. Takšno nisko prepustno sito nima lih najlepših lastnosti. Zakaj nima najlepših lastnosti? Zato, ker v njegovem prepustnem pasu se karakteristična impedanca spreminja ni konstantna. Pač neka krivulja tukaj na tukaj imamo. In tu je slaba lastnost takšnega sita. Ne? Tako načrtovanega. So, if, če naredimo takšno enakomerno lestvico, z enakomerno lestvico, za karakteristična impedanca ni konstantna tukaj. Ne? Tu je recimo slaba lastnost sita, ki ima enako vrstvo. So we have, if we are building a uniform ladder made out of identical building blocks, this uniform ladder, the result will be that its characteristic impedance in the band pass, it's not going to be constant, it's going to be changing. And this is going to be troubles in our circuit. We don't like that. But at least we know how to make a low-pass filter. Vsaj vemo, kako načrtujemo, ne načrtujemo takšno sito, ne? Se pravi, kakšno strukturo rabimo, zdaj smo, zaenkrat smo poslušali najbolj preprosto vide sami enake sline. So we try all identical blocks trying to design such a filter. Kaj lahko še naredimo iz podobnih vide? So what else can we do with similar building blocks. No, eno takšno podobe, zelo podobna struktura je naslednja, da dam tukaj dva C kondenzator, ne? Tukaj tudi dva C kondenzator in dam tukaj tuljavo L, ne? Quite a similar structure, but exchanging capacitors and inductors. Zamenjal. In spet dam tukaj, bom pogledal, kakšen ZK skušam tukaj dobiti, če zaključim stvar na svojo karakteristiko. So again, I'm trying to compute the characteristic impedance of such a circuit. In zdaj vidimo tukaj, da z polovic, ne, je ena z j omega 2c, ne, in da je y, ne, ta srednji gradnik je pa ena z j omega l. Ne. So, I'm just trying to figure out what z hat and y are in the same way as I did before, but the paths now are different. Zdaj so gradniki so drugačni, ne. Tako da zdaj z karakteristično impedanco dobim zdaj, da je to karakteristična impedanca je tukaj korijen iz. Imam ta izraz uporabim, z za y, takrvi, ne? Z za y, se pravi ena z j omega c deljeno z ena z j omega l, ne?
epsilon, tukaj in, tukaj imam pa z polovic, ne? Z polovic, smo rekli tukaj z polovic, ne kvadrat, ne? Z polovic ga imam tukaj, ne? Ena z dva, jota, omega, c, ne? Na kvadrat, ne? Če stvari je malo pokrajšen, ZK spet je tukaj, dvojni vlomek je LZC, minus, ker J na kvadrat na minus, ne? Ena z 4 omega kvadrat C kvadrat, ne? Spet lahko pogledam, kakšen bo odziv tega sita, ne? So again I'm trying to plot the characteristic impedance of such a building block, making up our level. And see what happens. Imam tukaj realni del ZK, imaginarni del ZK, ne? Tukaj piše tudi omega, ne? No, sem zdaj takšne objezje bo pa imelo imaginaren ZK pri nizkih frekvencah, ker pri nizkih frekvencah, če dam tukaj majhen omega, ta stvar naraste, ne? So this circuit is going to have an imaginary characteristic impedance at low frequencies. Spet, če si narišemo tukaj, da bomo imeli nek omega nič, ne? So if we plot here some omega zero, after this omega zero, its characteristic impedance is going to be purely imaginary, and ZK, the real part, is going to grow here up to at infinity up to L over C. Kaj pa imaginarni del? Imaginarni del pri zelo nizkih frekvencah. Vidimo kakšno stvar tukaj, pri zelo nizkih frekvencah vidimo kondenzator. Ne, imaginarni del tukaj bo pri zelo nizkih frekvencah bo kapacitivni. In bo nič od te frekvence naprej, ne? To je nič, ne? No, zdaj imamo tukaj prepust. In to imam zaporo, ne? To je stop banditi. Lahko še zračunamo, koliko je tale omega nič, ne? Omega nič je jasno zdaj tukaj. L z C minus 1 z 4 omega nič na kvadrat C kvadrat je enako nič, ne? Ja, se pravi, če obrnem, C z L je zdaj na drugi strani 4 krat omega nič kvadrat C kvadrat, ne? Omega nič je enako, zdaj korijen iz. Če c kvadrat ne sem dobro. Vse skupaj bo vlomk, ne? Vlomk. Vsi grejo vlomk. Ena z korijenom, dobro. Smo imeli ta, smo imeli dvojko zgore, ne? Tukaj imamo dvojko spodaj, ne? Dvakrat L krat C, ne? Tako da vidimo, pri kateri frekvenci se tu zgodi, ne? Se pravi, tu bo zdaj visoko prepustna sita, ne? Po angliško high pass filter. This was a low pass filter. Gledamo zdaj spet, kdaj lahko naše vjeze, kdaj lahko prenaša, ne? Moč, ne? Prenaša lahko moč, ki je ZK realni. Samo objezje ima pa same reaktivne elemente, moči ne more požirati, ne? Se pravi, če jo lahko prenaša, vsa moč vira konča na našem bremenu. Če pa je breme imaginarno, če ima karakteristične pedance imaginarno, takrat jasno ne moramo nič moči, če je bremen se stvari ustavljajo, ne? So what's the explanation here of the operation of the circuit? at high frequencies the characteristic impedance is real. These are all reactive components, may have no loss here, so a real characteristic impedance means that we can transfer real power from the generator to the load. At low frequencies, the characteristic impedance is purely imaginary. An imaginary load cannot absorb any power. So we cannot have transfer of power from the generator to the load. So we make a break now.